I'm Chanel Varani, and this is Our Island Universe. November 1967, a young PhD student was reviewing her data from the previous night when she noticed an odd signal. She discovered a repeating signal pulses at a fixed interval. Each pulse was 1 1/3 seconds apart. Surely it is human-made, she thought. The young student and her PhD advisor went through extensive work that ruled out anything to do with Earth. Was this repeating signal coming from outer space? And why were the pulses so regularly spaced? She labeled the source LGM-1, Little Green Men 1. Jocelyn Bell Burnell, born July 15, 1943, grew up in Lurgan, Northern Ireland, and attended her local school, where she, like other girls, was not permitted to study science. Her parents and other parents protested against the school's policy, and they relented. Undeterred, she graduated from the University of Glasgow with a Bachelor of Science degree in physics and enrolled at the University of Cambridge as a PhD student. So on that day when Jocelyn Bell Burnell made this remarkable discovery, what was she to make of what she found? In one of her speeches, Jocelyn says, "I went home that evening very cross. Here I was trying to get a PhD out of a new technique, and some silly lot of little green men had to choose my aerial and my frequency to communicate with us." But was this signal really from ET? After several years of further work, she and her colleagues had discovered that the source was a new class of object, a rapidly rotating neutron star, also known as a pulsar. A neutron star is the end fate of a large star some 10 times more massive than our sun. These incredibly dense, fast-rotating stars can emit beams of energy along its axis of rotation. If a neutron star is rotating such that this beam of energy occasionally falls within our line of sight, much like a lighthouse beacon, we'd see exactly what Jocelyn Bell Burnell had discovered. The paper announcing the discovery of pulsars had 5 authors. Jocelyn Bell Burnell's advisor was listed first and Bell second. In 1974, her advisor was awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics, and Jocelyn Bell Burnell's contribution went unrecognized. I am Chanel Varani, director of the John C. Wells Planetarium at James Madison University.